In the news this month, more clues in the hunt for dark matter, testing the fundamental fuzziness of time, and more extrasolar planets imaged. Earlier in 2008, results were reported from the Payload for Antimatter-Matter Exploration and Light Nuclei Astrophysics Satellite, or PAMELA for short, which showed an excess of high-energy positrons, also known as anti-electrons. One possible cause of this larger-than-expected number of detections could be the annihilation of dark matter particles. Now, in the November 20th issue of the journal Nature, another team report the discovery of an excess in the number of high-energy electrons. The Advanced Thin Ionization Calorimeter Experiment, or ATIC, searches for charged particles from space using a high-altitude balloon-borne detector. Once launched from the Ross Ice Shelf, the experiment flew at a height of 35 kilometers over Antarctica, above 99% of the Earth's atmosphere. The detector measures the energy of electrons arriving at Earth after traveling various distances through the galaxy, originating in various types of objects such as supernovae. Theoretical models predict that there should be fewer electrons at higher energies, which, overall, is what the ATIC results show. However, between energies of 300 and 600 gigaelectron volts, the number of electrons peaked sharply before falling back to the expected background level. One theory put forward to explain this excess, along with the excess of positrons seen by the PAMELA experiment, is that it could be the result of heavy dark matter particles annihilating. In this process, the energy is converted into an electron and a positron, moving at speeds related to the energy of the dark matter particles. The higher the energy of the dark matter particles, the higher the speeds of the electron and the positron that result from the annihilation. The results do not perfectly match the predictions from particle physics models, however, and less exotic theories have also been put forward to explain the excess. Other causes of high-energy electrons include nearby supernova remnants, pulsars, or possibly microquasars. The answer could even be a new type of object, which has not yet been discovered. Further evidence one way or the other could soon come from other missions, such as the Fermi Gamma Ray Telescope, which could also detect gamma rays which could come from dark matter annihilations. An experiment looking for high-energy cosmic rays also reported an interesting new result during November. The Milagro Observatory in New Mexico is designed to detect these high-energy particles which appear to come from every direction on the sky. Although it is not certain where they originate, suggestions include supernovae and quasars, active supermassive black holes devouring gas at the centre of distant galaxies. Because the particles are charged, cosmic rays are affected by the magnetic field of the Milky Way, changing their flight paths and preventing researchers from determining their origin. It was thought that cosmic rays were distributed randomly across the sky, but the new results from Milagro, published in Physical Review Letters on November the 25th, show two so-called hotspots where there appears to be an excess of cosmic rays. Compared to the general background of cosmic rays, these hotspots are relatively small and cover a large area of the sky. The brightest of the two regions is located in the constellation of Orion, and is approximately 2.5 by 7.5 degrees in size. In comparison, the Moon appears about 0.5 degree in diameter. The Milagro Observatory was able to detect these weak excesses due to its sensitivity and wide field of view. It is able to see the entire sky overhead at once. No one idea can yet account for the results so far, but one suggestion is that an as yet unknown effect caused by an irregularity in the local magnetic field of the galaxy could effectively focus cosmic rays in particular parts of the sky. The team are working on a new detector known as the High-Altitude Water-Cherenkov Experiment, which could help solve the mystery. Time is usually thought of as flowing smoothly, but quantum mechanics says that it is in fact fuzzy, passing in discrete intervals of such a small size that they have never been experimentally measured. But, in a paper published in the journal Physical Review D, Craig Hogan, a theoretical physicist at Fermilab in the US, suggests that this fundamental fuzziness could be the cause of so far unexplained noise in measurements made by the GEO-600 gravitational wave detector in Germany. Classical physics describes space and time as smooth, but in quantum mechanics, there are minimum scales where this smoothness breaks down, known as the Planck length and the Planck time. These scales can be calculated from theories, but they have never been tested experimentally due to their extremely small size. Hogan's theory predicts that a significant amount of the mystery noise seen in the results from GEO-600 could be caused by this intrinsic discrete nature of time. Based on the idea that the universe is essentially holographic, the theory predicts noise just like that seen at GEO 600, but planned upgrades to the detector over the next year could shed more light on the subject. As mentioned in the November mid-month show, planets outside our solar system have been directly imaged for the first time. The planets were found around two separate stars by different groups of researchers using different telescopes, but both results were published in the journal Science during November. Rather than indirect detections, such as measuring the wobble induced in a star by an orbiting planet, for example, these results are the first direct images of extrasolar planetary systems. The trick with direct imaging is in finding a way to block out the comparatively strong light of the parent star, so that the light from the planet can actually be detected. One team used the Hubble Space Telescope to detect a Jupiter mass planet orbiting the star Fomalhaut, while the other group imaged a system of three planets around a star known as HR 8799 using the Keck and Gemini telescopes. The study of light directly reflected from these planets can provide information on the composition of their atmospheres that cannot be determined indirectly. Closely following these announcements came news of a candidate planet imaged around the star Beta Pictoris. A team using the Very Large Telescope, or VLT, in Chile, imaged the object about eight times as massive as Jupiter, lying at a distance from Beta Pictoris similar to that of Saturn from the Sun. Although the team say that they cannot yet completely rule out the possibility that the candidate planet is either a foreground or background object, the fact that it lies directly in the plane of the star's debris disk makes the planet hypothesis the most likely. And finally, researchers in Poland claim to have identified the remains of the astronomer Nicholas Copernicus, who was the first astronomer to formulate a scientifically based model of the motion of celestial objects without having the Earth at its centre. He is therefore often regarded as the father of modern astronomy. Archaeologists found the skeleton about 3 years ago in northeastern Poland in a cathedral near where Copernicus lived. Jerzy Gazowski, the leader of the archaeologist team, said forensic facial reconstruction of the skull showed that it bore a striking resemblance to existing portraits of Copernicus. People had speculated about his final resting place for centuries, but scientists have now matched DNA from one of the skull's teeth and a femur bone with strands of the astronomer's hair that was found in a book once owned by Copernicus, finally clearing up the mystery.